3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Welcome to the FM.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 145. This is your host, Ricky.
And Herb.
This is Cora.
Fry!
Can I have it like that?
So we just had Taco Bell, and we got Cora hooked on Smash Brothers 2.
Yeah.
And she pretty much rocks it with Yoshi and Pikachu.
She's pretty good with, what's her face?
Zelda.
Zelda. Yeah, not too bad with that.
I love Zelda. She's the prettiest.
I'm like Lucas
just like
all the way.
You.
Yeah, but you know Peach puts out more.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the microphone.
She gives me one-ups all the time.
In front of the microphone.
Nice.
And dude, Fry is Mr. Wario, and Ricky is like Kirby.
I'm Kirby.
All
I
the way.
Kick ass on Kirby.
That was my first, like with the first game, that was like the first character I was ever
Kirby
really good
was
at.
Always really good.
Yeah. And it's, it's kind of sucks. Like, I was playing online, I was kind of kicking ass, but nobody, you can't see anybody's name, and there's no stats, so it's like no one will ever know, like, oh, that one guy was good. You know what I mean?
Hi, this is Nerdcast. This is your, host, Pikachu Lover.
You made me shock you. All right, so I have a poem for our
already?
Listener,
we're going
Tim.
Into that already?
Yeah, I need to say it really quick because I missed it last time. So,
no, tell them why you missed it last time. Because it wasn't written.
Because his penis was so big. It
took slapped
me,
you in the face.
No, it took me that long to get around it.
All right, it's a big penis.
So anybody who's
that's
been
what she said.
Anybody who's been
Cora, getting good.
All right, so anybody who's been in AA or Al-Anon will get this. I think it's really funny, but I wrote it in like 2 seconds. All right. Tim, I'll be honest, I love your cock. You can try and hold me back, but I probably won't stop. I have an addiction like a 12-step bit. Keep coming back, it's worth it if you work it.
You wrote
you
that
work
in
it,
what,
you gotta
45
work
seconds.
Oh shit.
It's awesome. Tim has a huge penis. He says it's been many times before that he's heard.
Ouch,
that is the
ouch,
biggest
ouch,
penis
ouch.
I have ever seen.
Well,
I
don't think it's that big, but
it's like 9 inches and like this thick.
No,
oh
way.
My god!
Show me.
Name it the Great American Challenge.
No, show me. Where
it's
is it?
Like 3 inches wide.
It's like crazy. It's like this.
Wow.
It's huge.
Wait. Let me see. Show the pictures again.
I don't want to do that. I deleted them.
No, you didn't.
I deleted
you
his photos.
Have your iPhone on screensaver.
I deleted
sure
his
you
photos.
Did. After you downloaded them on your computer.
Right.
All right. You guys are going to have to talk in front of the microphone and louder.
I haven't said anything yet.
I'm just going to make out with the microphone.
See, that's great right there. Make it out.
It kind of smells like burning plastic when you put your nose
or
up to
pee. It smells like pee.
I don't smell any pee.
That's probably because you're used to it.
She's trying, man.
So what's been going on this week?
Or
since Sunday, I guess.
I know, right?
I'm on day, 3 of my week break.
Of deciding about how important your job is.
Dude, it's putting a strain on me, man. My money situation is getting tighter by the day.
I'm
go sell your body.
His money. I'm making his money because I'm taking his shifts. I think I have your Friday.
Thank you.
Shift.
Yeah, you have my Friday. I think Maggie has my other Friday shift, and she also took my Saturday shift.
Nice.
So I'm getting everybody's.
Thank you, Fry.
Not a problem. Glad you can make some money. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. Buy yourself something pretty.
I will.
You could always go sell your body to men. They pay more.
In Polk County, I think not.
No, go to Orlando.
Have a tourist touch me?
You mean,
I think
you mean
not.
Horlando?
Yeah,
Horlando.
Exactly. I'll go to Tampa, get a hot Tampa.
Trampa.
Go to the Parliament House so everybody can be like, oh, yeah. And then, you can get along. All right, Ricky. So you need to play a little clip of this song.
We just got a voicemail.
Ooh, let's listen.
Should we play it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Probably your mom or something.
Hi, this message is actually for Herb. Herb, I want to let you know that it's on right now.
The KY?
Listen to the last episode. It's Ryan, by the way. And I'm a little offended that you didn't even remember that I was at Parliament House with you guys on Saturday night. And then when Ricky even brought it up, you were like, oh, yeah, whatever, and just moved on. I think I was a little bit more important in that evening than the boys that you were chasing around. So, Herb, the war is on. Bring it.
I'm going to have to call a Pikachu.
It's Friday night, sissy fats.
To do my ass kicking for me.
You could take him, Herb. You really could.
Mm. I think Ryan would like
Ryan's
that, actually.
Ryan's an attorney. He'll sue our asses.
Maybe we should join his side. No, just kidding.
Wait, but he's not an attorney like that, though. What kind of attorney was he?
No, he's an attorney, but he specializes in medical, like, fraud.
All right, go on iTunes and play this little clip of the song. That I'm like.
Which one?
Another thing. Can I have it like that, the Pharrell song? Just play a little bit of it. All right, so I'd like to say, again, if you have a Wii, go check out Smash Brothers. If you're into music and you like Pharrell, and you should, because even if you don't like hip-hop, Pharrell is a really talented guy, the whole Neptunes thing. I would say this album came out in 06. It's called In My Head, and he just remixed it like a few months ago, like earlier, like last fall, and it's called Out of My Head, and he just remixed his entire album. So I've been really into this lately. I don't know why. It's like the shit. So.
Can I have it like that?
So yeah,
have it like that?
So that's my thing that people should check out.
All right, so that's good.
Yep, you gotta fade it out though. You can't do it like
no. This is my show. I'll do what I want. I mean it.
Your microphone smells like pee.
Your mom smells like pee and poop.
Yep.
And vagina.
Really hard to make a joke when you guys just talk about that. I mean, it's, you know,
just
than,
vagina.
He's like, but I like vagina.
Oh, he likes vagina.
Aw,
poor thing.
Hairy puss.
Wow, you're like the only person that likes vagina in this room.
I like mine.
That doesn't count.
Yeah,
it depends on how she uses it.
We'll see how she uses it on Saturday.
Uh oh. Oh, yeah, it's going to be St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy cake.
Somebody is going to be getting lucky.
A wild party.
Orlando?
No, she's going with us.
I know. Are you going? Are you going to come?
Yes.
We'll drive.
Yes. I'll drive. We're picking up Brett,
you
too.
You have to drive because we're picking up Brett there's too. No way I could drive.
Brett's going with us.
Okay.
You should be like...
Okay.
You should be like, hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
I like my vagina. Yeah. Do you like my vagina?
Tell me if you like my vagina.
Can I have it like that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you should be exactly
he's into
like
that. Exactly like that.
Brett is like into pain and stuff. You could like
bondage.
Take his nipples.
Ooh, I
could
bring
like
my whips.
Oh, he'd love
chains?
It. You totally should.
He would go nuts over
you should
that.
Get fingernail clippers and clip off his nipples.
Ew.
I don't like blood,
Christ,
though.
Man.
I'm not into bleeding.
Jesus.
Except for monthly.
That's my boyfriend.
Well, you know, that goes along with
you
liking
can't
my
tell
vagina,
when you have a...
So.
Yeah. Is that your favorite part of the month?
It's no. Mine.
When you get to stick your finger up there with a tampon.
Yes, yes.
Anybody got... Okay, the Red Wings, Crimson Tide, anybody? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Crimson Tide. No.
Earn the Red Wings, man.
That's
you
okay.
You got it. Right at the time.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Roll Tide, roll.
That's so gross.
Oh,
I have a blood mustache.
Yuletide? Wait, like a Yuletide carol?
You look like a clown coming out.
I think this is the most we've ever talked about vagina on our show before.
Vagina. That's what I have to say about that.
We're breaching good. New frontiers. Dolphin safe.
Ew.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I could totally club a baby seal over that.
With Tim's cock.
Oh my God.
Back to that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There's no way that he's... Well, I'm sure he's had some trouble with guys. Everybody has trouble with relationships. But it's just like, dude, with a penis like that, there's no way you're terminally single. It's not terminal. It's only... temporarily single. That should be his podcast name.
Lauren says her back is giving her troubles. Do you think it's because of her huge knockers?
When I saw her, I was like, oh, that's got
to
give her some pain.
Maybe
check
she needs
back
somebody
in the
to,
records.
Maybe she needs somebody to listen.
She says, I'm on Twitter, and she twittered. She goes, my back is giving me troubles. Gonna do some yoga stretches and then hit the sack.
Actually, I heard swimming and like main trunk, any exercise like that's supposed to help out your back.
Swimming like, naked. Yoga swimming naked in front of a bunch too, of men.
But like any
yoga
any kinda,
will definitely help.
Yeah.
And you can do that naked.
Maybe
too.
Pilates, but take it easy on the Pilates because you might pop a boob.
That's hot. Wouldn't that be funny if someone was.
What the fuck?
They were doing Pilates and they came back and one boob was like over here and one was like right here.
Like Janet Jackson?
Like, fucked their shit up. Like Janet
gonna
Jackson.
Have
you mean like
Michael
by the
Jackson? End of this song.
P-Y-T.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to post some pictures on the Foul Monkeys blog, so everybody go to foulmonkeys.com and click on the top right where the blog is. And
let me forward you these photos so that you can put them on the blog.
Okay, well, what I was going to say was that in the past, like the other night, I went over to the House of D, and me and Wagner sat up all night and just looked at pictures of shamings. And shamings, which I didn't realize, I don't know if I talked about this, but shamings are like what happens to people when they fall asleep at parties and you fuck them up. Yeah, I didn't know that there was a word for it. I just thought you just... You
some
know,
of that shit I think is fake.
No. But it some of the fake. Stuff was like nuts.
Dude. We used to do it
they
all
dug,
yeah.
Okay, this
that's,
guy passed
you get
out.
Through college by that, man. That's
exactly. Yeah. Dude, this guy passed out and they fucking... They put like mustard and they antiqued him like with the flour all over his face. And then... They lifted him up, and he was dead asleep. Like there was no way he's gonna wake up. Totally
yeah,
unconscious, blacked
he was
out.
Probably drunk.
Yeah, totally.
Or high.
So they duct taped him. They duct taped him to this pipe that was
you
hanging from
like
the fucking ceiling.
Okay,
that?
Yeah.
They taped him to the ceiling.
Yeah, they taped him to this pipe that was on the ceiling, so he fell asleep like this, like on the ceiling. And
I don't believe that.
No, I'm totally gonna post a picture of it. It's awesome.
I have never been so drunk that someone could do that.
Yeah, but you're fat, so you can hold it.
Oh, that was me.
Me. Your
there's
going to
be a
going
discussion
off.
Later.
Shut
I'll
up.
Tell you what.
Goodbye. Herb's no longer on the show.
Bye, this Herb. Is... Hasta la vista.
Hey, hold on. Luz Cullen. Hold on. Hey, what are you doing?
Me. Lou.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
You're on the Foul Monkeys show.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say, hey, I graduated.
You graduated.
Yay.
Bravo, dude.
Was it from the School of Rock or the School of Cock?
The School of your mom.
Yeah!
Yeah! Nice.
Woo, that was good.
On that note, I'll let you guys finish up. Have a good time.
All right, well, next time help me clean up, okay?
All right.
Later.
He's funny.
Okay, so yeah.
He said the School of your mom. What was that noise?
Which nose?
So, no, it was somebody's MySpace. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
What a shitty ass song, dude.
What? Kinda.
Well, wow, it wasn't shitty, man. But it was kind of gay. Just a little bit.
He's you're gay. Sorry.
Can I have it like that?
I'm the only one in here who likes vagina, other than Tora, who likes her own vagina.
I liked vagina one time.
He did.
Yeah.
And it stuck with him for his whole life.
He would like mine.
Oh,
I'm sure.
All right, dude.
I'm sure
you
have
guys...
like the biggest roast beef lips ever.
Look at this. This
oh,
is one of those shamings.
Right there.
This is one of those shamings. The guy fell asleep.
Oh, a tampon in the mouth. Oh,
he deserves to have a tampon
in his
mouth.
Look at this one.
Oh.
Dude, no. It gets better.
Look I don't get that. I guess this is the problem with trying to do this on radio. I can't even tell what
that's
that
retarded.
Is.
They covered him with duct tape. Look at this one.
Yeah, okay, guys, you got to check
I
out this
sat
site
here,
to see
I sat here
the
and
pictures,
laughed all night.
They're not half bad. The tampon's pretty fucked
dude,
up,
dude. It's
he
crazy.
Deserved to have a tampon in his mouth.
You deserve to have a tampon
your
in your
mom
mouth.
Has does it blah, blah, blah,
I took
blah.
Your mom's tampon out of her
out of her coup.
What was that?
Never mind.
Out of her coup.
And stuck it in her boo.
Hey boo boo.
One of the pink, two in the stink.
Ew. I thought it was two gross. In the stink. No. I thought it was two in the pink and one in the stink.
Not if you're gay.
Depends on the girl.
Oh my
no,
God.
It depends on the girl. Like Cora, yes.
Wait, which one?
My name's Cora, and my butt is wide as.
Dude, you sound like one
wide
of those mice.
Niagara Falls.
You sound like one of those MySpace girls. My name is Butt Nugget, and sometimes I take off my clothes, but I'm really shy usually.
So come check out my website,
right?
And add me as a friend.
Oh, I found a Jesus chair too. You see that?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna post
all
that.
These. That's weird.
Tell me more. Sorry.
Okay.
Wow, that was dire.
Awkward.
Yeah, all right. So what else?
I got a package from a German listener with tons of fucking chocolate in it.
Did you get a package from your German listener?
It was
German
good.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it was very nice, and he sent me some DVDs and stuff for my birthday. Not those kind of DVDs. Uh-oh. I wish. Uh-oh. He already sent me all that.
Uh-oh.
He didn't have to send me a DVD. Ah! He has a big penis, too.
Like Nelly Furtado?
How am I missing all these big penises?
You have just, to be gay.
You have to be gay. Pretty much.
So if I'm gay, if I'm a lesbian, I'll get more dick?
No.
Yeah. No, she could. She's a lipstick lesbian, dude. If she turns lesbian, that is a lipstick lesbian. She will have 20.
You could totally get
that. Yeah, seriously.
What is a lipstick lesbian?
Like a lesbian, but your type of person, like...
Like
prissy and
pretty, like girly.
You're not a bulldiga.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, like my cousin.
You're not a princess toadstool. You're
The one you know.
No way.
Yeah. Yes way.
Fantastic. I'll have something to talk to her about at work.
Let me guess. You just think your cousin works there where you work?
Where we work.
Let me guess. You think that you can turn any girl from a lesbian into a straight woman?
He does.
Oh, fuck that, dude. I have never made that claim, nor never will. If it happens, awesome. If it doesn't happen, her loss.
Oh, that's, her loss. Know,
I mean, it's not a personal thing. I'm not going to hold it against her, but, I'm not going to take pressure. That's too much pressure, dude. That's, no.
Under pressure. Under pressure.
Crash and burn, baby.
Yeah, dude.
This show's dying.
That's okay. So what's going on?
Okay. I talked to a friend of mine.
I still have lung cancer.
Ew.
Do you? Wow. Mm. Well, cough medicine.
No.
Do it to me one more time.
Jesus. You could pray and it'll magically happen.
Yes.
It's like
it's
Tammy
true.
Faye and that fat Jesus monger. Jesus, what was his name?
Jesus is
he's Pat Robertson's ass buddy. Jerry Falwell.
Oh, he's remember dead.
That? Yeah, thank goodness.
Your mom's dead.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but there are a lot of cute men at that college he has. Liberty College.
Yeah,
Virginia.
I've been there.
Liberty.
Been there.
It's hot.
It's fantastic, but they're all stupid.
Well, that doesn't matter
freaks.
When you
of
ball gagged them and you're fucking up from behind. Oh, whoops, sorry.
Yeah, actually, a lot of guys that go to Christian colleges are gay.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
because
especially ones that are in theater
and the kids that are in theater and do fry productions.
Back up
ones that wear green a lot.
Back it up.
Green.
Don't hate the Irish.
Camo.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just so I fit in Polk County.
Shut up.
That's the only reason I wear camo, just because so people don't beat me up. They're like, oh, he's from Polk County, so we'll let him go.
So we're
so
gonna
you don't
poke
turn
him.
Into a hate crime.
Yeah, I don't want to become a statistic.
It's not a hate crime
only,
to kill gay people.
Only around the Negroes.
Yes, it is.
Not in Florida, it isn't.
It's not?
No, that's not a hate crime in Florida.
Wow.
Sexual orientation.
That's because we're amazing, don't you know?
Oh, don't you
here in Florida.
Yeah, but it's not a hate crime if you kill a straight guy either. Mm-hmm. It's based on, it's isn't true. It based on...
Well, if it was a gay guy killing a straight guy, probably so. Because
well,
we
see,
hate
why
them,
do we have to make it more important? It's,
it's
right. bad
so
either
bad
way, no matter which way it is.
Right.
I mean, no color, race, it doesn't depend, gay or not, man. You kill right. somebody, it's
I think if
up.
You kill somebody, it's a hate crime. Because you hate
I
them,
think
so. You kill them.
Yeah. It's every hate
You're so smart, Cora.
I am.
American history.
Now, but what if you kill them by accident in a car?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's manslaughter. But if you're drunk or drugged
that's
up behind
a
the wheel,
DUI.
That's
a
you've got to pay for
it. Crime.
I don't think all of our listeners will appreciate
Dumas
that.
Crime. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't drink and drive anymore. Dumas. There was one time that I got home that I had no idea how I got home, and that was it.
That was me last
that
night.
Oh.
And it was raining, so it was not good.
That was kind of. I like the way you said that. It was kind of ditzy. That was cute. You're like, and it was rain.
It was like, that's the song.
And
I spun out a few times.
Oh.
My wheels just kept going.
That's what she said.
The wheels on your bus went round and round.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
How come we didn't get a picture of Ray?
Because we forgot to take a group photo.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's bad.
Why did we do that?
I don't know, because we're stupid.
It's stupid.
And I was still upset because I had like the weirdest dinner ever. I still can't forget
it. Yeah, his living shrimp.
Well, if you'd listened to the last show, Corey, you would know. So we're not.
Oh my god!
Such a bitch.
I'm sorry. I have a busy life.
You have a busy life. I go to school full time and work full time, and I still record the show and then listen to it twice to edit it and listen to it at work.
Okay, I have no argument against that.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Biatch.
You know what Cora is busy on?
What is that?
Can I have it like that?
Dick, dick.
So that wouldn't be yours.
Oh my gosh.
No, not my, well, not, no. No, no. Cora's not my type.
Uh-oh.
I'm too good of a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's good thing
that's
or a bad thing.
That's my night job, so.
Where do you dance at? The Peach Pit?
Ew.
No. That's for sluts.
Please, you were like stripping at the Strawberry Festival.
So?
I missed that story. You want to fill me in on that?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I can tell you all about it. So she was at the Strawberry Festival, and I was walking through there, and then all of a sudden I see this girl with these tits and has strawberries like all over her.
No
so then,
way.
Oh, yeah. So then I walk up to her. I was like, Cora, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She goes, oh, this isn't strawberries. I'm just bleeding from my monthly.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's why they call them preserves.
Ew.
Right.
Fucking nasty. And it's... The only reason it looks like strawberries is because it's clotting.
Dude, are we like done with that shit? End of the show. See
Get
y'all next time.
It.
Welcome to Bleeding Vagina Podcast. This is your host, Cora.
Bleeding Vagina. Wow.
Whatever. All right, so what else do we have to talk about? This is getting lame. What were you going to say? Or are you still throwing up in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah, that was rough.
But she did make some money.
Does it taste like Mountain Dew?
I did. I made some good money.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. I didn't even take a sip of it.
Working your shifts. I made more money working his shifts.
I need to get a job at your job.
You did stripping?
Dude, I really need to get a job at your job. Like, seriously, because I need a job.
Dude, I'm dying here. I'm telling you that. What I was going to say was a friend of mine, he shall remain nameless until I name it.
Fact.
from Auburndale, or Auburndale, however you want to say it.
Auburndale.
He tried to listen to the show, and he told me in about 12 minutes he got bored. So.
Say what?
My revenge on him is going to be telling everybody who listens to this place. To this place. Wow. Mm-hmm. To Foul Monkeys, what's up
place.
Out there?
This place.
You guys need to check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/stumania, and check out Jackie on my MySpace friends list. Jackie, the hottest mom you will ever meet or see.
Ever meet or see.
And she's the coolest. MILF? Yeah, and she's the coolest, though. She's just a chill lady.
Mom, you're like the coolest MILF ever.
Yeah, seriously. And Chris, buddy old pal, if you don't have taste for good, you know, radio shows, that's your loss, but don't be hating
or discriminating or masturbating.
Oh my god, what are we talking about?
He hit his head on the microphone. You're taking my job.
Oh, shit.
Why not? Everybody else is taking your job, huh?
Bitch.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. How much money did you make today, Cora?
I love it. Today,
I want
$150.
More of it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks.
I think I just died a little inside.
Wait. How much did you make?
$150.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
I can see the dollar bills flying now. You're hot, Cora. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
She gave me a look like, I don't know what you mean. But, no, you're hot.
Well, I don't know how... What that means
in front of the microphone.
I don't know what that means coming from a gay guy, you know.
It's true.
What, I mean, that you're
does
hot?
That really mean yeah, that I'm hot?
No, dude.
No,
you're
if,
like,
if a gay guy's
a
telling
guy
you're
way?
Hot, you're like, fucking hot.
Dude,
oh, okay. Like, you're pretty.
You're like one of the hottest girls I've ever seen before.
Well, Well, thank you.
You are fucking sexy.
Aww,
except
sweet.
For me that time
and
I dressed
like,
up in
and
that
like,
wig.
Cool. Like, you know what I mean?
And my evening
Wait,
gown.
What do you mean that one time?
Oh.
I'm like, Ooh. I go home and fuck that bitch every night, bro. Shit. With my bro
that
shorts
was
on.
So angry.
With my bro.
I was just
with my bro shorts on and my Eminem accent.
Cause I am. Have you ever heard of bro rape?
Yeah, dude. Funniest shit ever.
Oh my god.
He's
you
like,
saw
no,
that?
Dude, this is gonna be that amazing. Was... This is gonna be awesome. Don't wish me luck. You know? Come on, bro.
You're just bad people.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen Bro Rape?
No, I haven't seen Bro Rape. Oh, the candy now in Charlie.
Oh,
Charlie, come to us. Come
it's a magical
new
paragon, Charlie.
Let's go to Candy Mountain, Charlie. Oh. Charlie, get up, Charlie.
Oh, shit. I don't know why that's so funny. That's like the funniest thing ever.
Since I was 17.
Well, we should play it on my computer so people can hear it.
All right.
So hold on for a second.
Yeah, about to say. Let's do that. It's funny as hell.
Where is it? YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. Just type in bro rape.
Have you not seen that?
You go
have
there
you,
all the time.
Have you not seen that, Ricky?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
Excuse I'm sorry. Me. Did you mind if I took a sip? What is that?
All right, so let me turn
it's
the
apple
on.
Soda.
Apple
it's Manzanita.
Fanta.
Bro, this party's awesome, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, dude, I got some scotch. You want to drink some scotch before the party?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, let's do it,
drink
bro.
As much as you can, because you want to hide it before anybody else sees it, okay, bro? All right, bro. I'm going to take your pants off, okay?
Wait, what?
Bro, this is going to be awesome,
no,
bro.
No, dude, don't take my pants off.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
All right, dude. Go lay down on the bed.
No, bro, I'm not going to lay down on the bed.
Bro, go lay down on the bed. Yo, this is going to be awesome, yo.
Just whatever.
There you go, bro. All right, cool.
Wait, no, dude, what are you...
All right, bro. Yo, this is going to be sweet, all right? Wish me luck.
No, bro.
Wish oh, me luck. Did you say wish me
bro,
luck?
It's a type of rape that's gone overlooked for decades.
Does
and it's
that
risen
really
44%
happen?
In the mm-hmm. last year. I'm talking, of course, about
wow.
bro rape. What is a bro? A bro's an 18 to 24-year-old male who wears Birkenstock sandals, watches Family Guy, plays Ultimate Frisbee, and wears an upside-down visor or a baseball cap with a pre-frayed brim. You know, a bro. For every suburban house party, four bros will be raped, and only one in seven bros will tell their boys what happened the next day. As a result, most bro rapes go unreported.
So it was my friend Jake's birthday party, and we're playing paintball and whatever, and then we go back to Tim's house to get a little drunk, and Tim brings out some beers, and I turn around to get my bottle opener. When I turn back around, there's a Jack Johnson album next to my beer.
I love Jack
Johnson. I was like, who's is this? I love Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
And Tim's like, oh, me too. I love him too. Let's go up to my room and talk about it.
Internet chat rooms for bands like Dave Matthews, Jack Johnson, and Incubus have proven to be a hotbed for bro looking to prey on unsuspecting oh, bros shit. With phrases like, chill, or dude, let's just chill, or hey, bro, we're chilling. You want to get some beers and chill? Me and my film crew went to one of these chat rooms and posed as a 20-year-old bro named Chad. After a week or so, we lured some of these bro predators into our dorm room to chill. There, they were confronted by our film crew, who forced them to explain themselves.
Excuse me, sir. I'm David Foster from Newsline. Can I ask you a few questions?
Where's Chad? Is this Chad's room?
There is no Chad. We posed as a bro in an internet chat room. Can you explain what you're doing here?
Just gonna watch some DVDs. Talk about bands. I was going to tell Chad how not cool it is to invite bros he meets on the internet to his dorm. It's unsafe.
Can I see your bag?
Yeah, sure.
What's in here, sir?
Nothing.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Six-pack Natty Ice.
Get thirsty a lot. I get thirsty.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Such an underrated movie. That's totally underrated.
Big Black Dildo.
Xbox.
I mean, it's easy. It's too easy. I mean, if they didn't want to get raped, they wouldn't walk around the way they do with their pop collared shirts and their Livestrong bracelets, their Abercrombie water polo t-shirts. I mean, the Fish Farewell Tour, that was like an all-you-can-rape buffet.
Oh, shit.
There's yours. Bro,
I was looking
boy.
For Chad.
Hi, I'm David Foster from Newsline. Do you want to explain what you're doing here?
I love him.
Yeah, I came here to meet up with Chad. We were going to study sciences.
And you met Chad over the internet, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a pretty cool bro, you know what
a
I
pretty
mean?
Pretty cool bro?
No.
Bro? You just said he was
no,
a cool
I did
bro.
Not. I did not say bro. I was going to say something else, like bro.
So you didn't come here to bro out or quote chill with the bros and kick back.
No, I mean I didn't even really take him for a bro. I came here strictly to, you know, study sciences.
Can I read you an instant message conversation?
I mean, I guess
between Family Guy fan 84 and is that your screen name?
Yeah.
conversation between you and Chad Bro Chill 17.
That's weird. I never heard that name.
So, Chad, let's chill and play GameCube. By the way, bro, I always take my pants off to play GameCube, so I hope that's cool.
I have no recollection of typing those words.
Can we see what's in your bag? Can I take a look in your bag?
Can we see what's in your bag?
I don't have a bag. Can we take a look in your bag?
Yeah. Why would I care? Well, of course. There's nothing in there that a normal American doesn't have in his bag that he would care.
A can of Axe body spray.
I like to smell like an Axe. That's not my fault. I mean, like, who did
you get? A Dane Cook CD?
You are not an American if you don't love Mr. Cook. I don't understand.
A GameCube game system.
Yeah, it's shaped like a cube and you can play games on it. I don't understand what the problem
and
is.
And a big black dildo.
Okay, look, I have bros at home that can't find out about this, okay? This is wrong what you're doing here, okay? It's not my fault, okay?
This
I know
is America.
I know that I have a problem, okay? I know that I have a problem. I live on campus and it's hard because there's windows there in the buildings that I'm staying in, and I'll look out of these windows and there'll be bros walking by, and it's not my fault that if I think about, you know, what they would look like soapy and wet. Like, that's not my fault that I want. Like, this is crazy. Okay, why would
sir,
you
sir,
do
the
this?
The police are outside.
Why are the police outside? Why are the police outside? They should be inside. They should be inside a police station, looking at the prints from fingers. Okay, that there's no crime here. Okay, the only crime is that me and Chad are not having a great time right
sir,
now.
Sir, you can't take the stuff.
Why
with
can't
you?
I take it with me? It's mine. It's mine. This is my stuff. Okay, this is ridiculous. Okay, you are a bad man, and you are the friend of a bad man.
That
this
is a huge.
No, the police are outside.
Tell Chad. Why are the police outside? Tell Chad.
There's no Chad.
You're just so pumped to be with the bros, and everyone's just cheering, and you're so excited. You don't even realize. I just gave these guys 4 blowjobs.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, you Chad?
No, I'm not Chad. I'm from Newsline. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, until Chad gets here. That's a camera. Hey, yeah. Camera.
We're doing an investigative report on bro rape.
Oh, that's bad stuff. I don't do it. No, I'm against it.
You don't
it.
Really? You don't do it?
No, I don't do it.
I'm you came here in your boxers with beer and video game equipment. You're telling me you weren't planning on bro raping this Chad?
No, I wasn't. No. So is Chad coming?
No, not at all.
Is Chad coming? No,
I love your face.
Am I fucked? I'm fucked, aren't
police
I?
Are,
I'm
the
fucked.
Police are waiting outside.
So Chad's not even coming.
Can I see what's in your bag? This bag is filled with black dildos.
Yeah, those are for Chad. Those were Chad. You want to play GameCube? We can play game. I got some natty ice. We can just, you know, roll it up.
I'm not a bro.
I didn't think you were. No.
Ew.
Did you pour Axe body spray on this dildo?
Like a can and a half. So Chad's not even real. You guys just played me like a sap with a big scoop.
There are many efforts being made to combat the rising trend of bro rapes in America, but the problem of stopping bro rape entirely has never been phrased more perfectly than by one of the bros' biggest heroes, Dave Matthews. He writes, people in every direction, no words exchanged, no time to exchange. And when all the little ants are marching, red and black antenna waving, they all do it the same. They all do it the same way.
Dude, that was David Foster, way too long. Okay. That took like an entire chunk of our show.
Yeah, that shows how much this show sucked.
No, no, it was all right. I'm having a good time. All right, no more Dave Matthews, please.
I love Dave Matthews.
I can't take any more bro-ish, though.
Love Dave
Matthews. They're totally right, though, about the bro. That's exactly how it is. So I'm posting. Everybody should go to the blog. I'm going to post pictures of when we went up to Orlando to go see Lou and John and Ray. Somehow Ray is not in those pictures, but I'll put a picture of Ray just because. There's also a picture of the present that I made for Ricky for his birthday and my new tattoo and Drew and Brett because they came to watch. And
how's Drew doing, by the way? I haven't even talked to him in a while.
He's whoring, and it's awesome. And
awesome. Awesome.
No, and we're cool. We're hip. We're cool. You know, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. So, yeah, that's about it. Are we out? Ricky,
yeah,
seriously?
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to set up an interview on another podcast. So,
all right, well, can you not do it on our podcast, please?
Oh, like you should talk, Mister. I'm always on the fucking computer while we record.
I'm totally serious. Can we? Like, no.
I'm gonna totally serious stick a Febreze can up your ass tonight.
Ooh,
and then spray it.
I don't think I need it. I think you need it, Mr. Gassy.
Whatever.
Gassy.
He's the one that like trapped it in the bed last night.
No.
TMI,
that was you.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
TMI.
But then I get him back because when he's sleeping, I'm like, and then I put the covers over his head and then I get out of bed.
It sounds like a horn like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a horn.
That's because my ass is so tight.
What are we talking about?
From what I heard.
Oh. Yeah, if it's loose, it just goes.
All right, so.
Silent but deadly.
Fantastic.
How long have we been going?
36 minutes.
This could be a short one.
Yeah.
All right, bitches. So, hit up.
Gross show.
Yeah, this was.
This was a gross show.
Out of three, this was my least favorite.
We'll
just
call this the Bloody Fart Show.
You mean the red shirt?
Yes, ooh, the red shirt.
The red or the shirt. Red queef.
Oh.
Messy.
Hey, at Cora, least you know you've done a good job.
Cora, tell us what your queef sounds like.
Oh, my God. Ricky, stop.
Ricky, that's
always
so
fucking disgusting.
Well, I just told you what my farts sound like. I think that's pretty
sure guy
fucking personal. Let us know what your... Let's hear it.
What my queef sounds like?
Yeah.
Well, let me spread my legs really quick.
Okay.
Hook it up.
And then it just goes...
Ooh, what's that smell?
Shut your mouth.
Oh, my God. Cancer.
You deserve it.
Yeah, for that one.
You're nasty.
All right.
Go to hell.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Hit up our MySpace. It's Foul Monkeys. Go to our website. Check our blog. I'm posting pictures. Please look. Please look. It'll be cool.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call.
At 206-984-FOUL. Send us something. Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We haven't received anything, and we just got our update notice, and I don't know if I'm going to or not. So, depends on if I get anything within the few weeks.
Right.
So, what else? Is that it?
I've got an open Madden challenge to anybody who wants to game it down. Xbox 360 is the game of choice. Madden 08, bring it on.
Dude, bring it over. I'll play.
Seriously. Anybody wants to bring it on, have a good time. It's cool.
Or is there going to be a bunch of bro rings?
No, we're not going to bro it up. I was about to say.
Come on, bro.
I'm not bringing Natty Ice. If anybody brings Natty Ice, I'm going to push him out the door.
Oh, and I swear
can.
To God.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that, oh, piss water.
I mean, you can at least put it in a bottle,
I can't
right?
Drink beer. Oh.
It's so nasty.
Jen, you know what you can't do either? Beer. You can't talk into a microphone.
I can't queef either, just so everybody knows.
Oh,
no, you just haven't been with the right guy.
We're so done with this.
All right, let's play the outro. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's Cora.
Fry.
And we're out of here.
Peace.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon.
Oh, my God.
Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.